Everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. I hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. Before hopping into just some of the market news and talking a little bit about the very nice bounce back that we've seen that was very sorely needed, want to quickly touch base on the Bitcoin Miami conference. The past 24 hours have been really interesting, a lot of fun. It has been fantastic to meet so many different people in the space. And, you know, depending upon where you're located, it's not always easy to get to these conferences. Depending upon your financial situation, it's not always feasible to get to these conferences. But I would certainly recommend, you know, making every single effort. I always talk about trying to get out in person and meet people. Even if that's not in your personality, it's really not even in my own personality. I sit on YouTube all day long, but I hate meeting people in person. But even if that's not in your personality or if it's not super financially feasible, I would definitely try to go to conferences or go to meetup groups as much as possible. The amount of people that I've met in the past 24 hours that I would probably never have the opportunity to meet or speak with or gain insight from has been really incredible, whether it's pretty intelligent and wealthy investors, whether it is founders, engineers of developing projects, existing projects, whether it's compliance, legal. There are so many different people that I've had an opportunity to meet in the past 24 hours so far, and the conference isn't anywhere near over, but there's so many people that I've had the opportunity to meet that I would never have a chance to otherwise, different groups I've gotten to know. So it's been a really great experience so far. I'm still gathering a lot. I'm still trying to internalize a lot of what's going on before I, you know, say any type of specific themes to the conference or anything like that. Some of the speakers and some of the companies that have been presenting have been fantastic. Some of them, in my opinion, haven't been that impressive. And I don't see any, you know, use case for some of these companies at all, which we can definitely get to after I take a little bit of time, like I said, to internalize it. But just being here for the past 24 hours, it's been really interesting to see just this. There's, I think, 4,000 plus people in Miami for this Bitcoin conference. So it's, I mean, that level of interest, that level of just excitement around the cryptocurrency space, mostly here on the investing side of the house, quite frankly, not as much technically focused, it seems like, but just the amount of enthusiasm and passion, I think, bodes really well for the space. I'm hoping that that type of trend continues, but I just wanted to take a minute before we hop into the actual kind of market recap itself in the past 48 hours, as far as talking about my experience and also just letting you know that I think it's really important to try to make any of these events that you feasibly possibly can. If you do get one idea from an investment perspective or one, if you meet one person, that could be the game changer in your crypto journey. So I think that is definitely something you want to keep in mind. Let's hop into the market overview. So starting off over on CoinMarketCap, we're going to take a look here at the total market capitalization for crypto in the past week, the past 7 days, and the bottom appears to have happened at a pretty significantly lower number than we started the week off at. At the peak of the past 7 days, crypto, the entire crypto market, was about a $750 billion market. Yesterday afternoon, the crypto market went as low as $425 billion. So that was almost not a full 50% reduction, but close to a 50% reduction in the entire crypto market capitalization. There was really no safe space other than good old Tether, which CNBC had the foresight to shill. If you didn't see that, that was pretty funny and pretty hilarious. But looking at the total market capitalization, it looks like we bottomed out at about $425 billion or so yesterday around the afternoon. Since then, we are back up above $585 billion. We've added another $150 billion. There's been $150 billion of recovery or so into the overall market capitalization. So that has been fantastic to see. It's been nice to see a little bit of relief for so many of the individuals that maybe had bought towards the top of the market or the past top of the market. So I'm happy to see that for a lot of the newbies, because I think this was a rough start to potentially investing in crypto if you just got into the space. If not, you've probably seen this happen quite a bit before, and maybe we're able to absorb this a little bit more than a lot of other folks were able to. Popping back over to on-chain FX, I will quickly refresh this here. But popping over to on-chain FX to get the most up-to-date data, the entire market in the past 24 hours is green across the board. And it's kind of funny to think too, again, I always talk about it, but diversification in crypto, when the market goes bad, if there's some type of negative news, or if it just turns into a bear market or a brief bear market, or there's a large-scale correction, there's not a really great safe space. But when that happens and the entire market goes down, it's pretty indiscriminate as far as when it goes back up as well. And you can see that today across the board, the worst performing cryptocurrency right now, the worst performing crypto is PIVX, up 8% against the USD. Ardor is up 10% and Bitcoin is up 11%. Everything else has had a very, very big day, coming up with good old BitConnect leading the way, having a little bit of a bounce, but I don't want to focus too much on BCC. But looking at Ripple Ripple and Verge with two pretty massive moves, 50%, 46%, 46% respectively. Tron had a really solid move as well. So there are a lot of cryptos that took massive dips and have had equally, they're still nowhere near all-time highs, but they've had nice strong surges back up. Now, the question at this point in time might be, when you're looking at Bitcoin, when you're looking at some of these other charts, is this correction, is it here to stay? Is it some type of dead cat bounce, or is it some type of a fake out here? That remains to be seen. Bitcoin is now kind of running into a little bit of resistance as of the time of recording this at the $12,000 mark. It'd be nice to see Bitcoin break through $12,000 and actually carry that through with some upward momentum. So that should be a number to keep an eye on. By the time you watch this, we might be significantly above $12,000 though. So, I mean, it is crypto. We'll have to see how that ends up panning out. One thing from a Miami perspective that I think has been pretty interesting too, as I pop over to the percent down from all-time high, you can see two of the best performing or two of the most resilient cryptocurrencies in regards to the previous dip, the most recent correction, as well as the rise back. Two of the most resilient cryptocurrencies are platform plays, both NEO and Ethereum. And NEO has, I personally don't have any money in NEO, but NEO has been a significant talk around the Miami conference, at least from what I've heard and from a lot of the people that I've spoken to. The ICOs that are occurring on the NEO platform and the development of NEO, it seems to be getting increasing steam. So I don't want to say NEO is going to be a direct competitor to Ethereum, but NEO seems to have the potential to possibly take some of that Ethereum market share in the future, and people are betting on that, and it is raising the price quite a bit of NEO. Obviously, NEO established all-time highs pretty recently, but has been pretty nicely resilient through this large-scale correction, as has Ethereum. Ethereum is only down 24% from its all-time high, while the majority of other crypto out there are down at least 30+% from 30 to 50% from the all-time high as well. So Ethereum and NEO have both been very resilient there, which I said is positive in my opinion and could show some strength going to the future. I don't have a position in NEO, but due to just the amount of talk I've seen about it, as well as the ICOs that are planned on it and continue to be planned on it, it might be something that I might be looking to open a position in NEO personally, as in addition to my Ethereum position and Cardano position, for another platform play. I am still very bullish on platforms. Whether you like NEO, whether you like Ethereum, whether you like EOS or Cardano, whatever it might be, whether you like Lisk, I'm a big fan of the platform plays, and I think that their ability to move up very quickly in value is oftentimes better than some of the decentralized apps, some of the D apps that, you know, we see in the marketplace right now. So I don't have that NEO position, but I am considering opening one up, just with a lot of kind of the rumors and things like that that I feel like are circulating right now about NEO and the resiliency it showed within the correction that we've seen here. Outside of that, keeping an eye on a couple different things too. So one that is positive, and again, so I have a holding in 0x. I am very, very positive on 0x. So taking a look at this right here, it's a blog post update from Radar Relay, which is basically a decentralized exchange relay or built on top of the 0x protocol. And they just completed the announcement and the integration of Ledger
onto their decentralized ERC-20 token exchange, which in my opinion is fantastic news. That is a piece of functionality that is something that EtherDelta has, and why I don't love EtherDelta, the fact that they have that ledger integration is wonderful. I'm not the biggest fan of MetaMask, and Ledger is my preferred go-to when it comes to any type of storage, as well as having the opportunity to trade using that Ledger Nano S on an exchange. That's great to see, especially when those tokens are secure. And as somebody who is bullish on decentralized exchanges long-term, to see a company like Radar Relay, 0x, actually delivering on new functionality on a consistent basis, that is, it's awesome, and it excites me even more so in a lot of respects than something like just seeing the price of a crypto asset rise for no reason whatsoever. Seeing a team actually build tools that people will eventually use, that is exciting, very, very exciting in my opinion. Now, does this mean that 0x is going to be the winner of decentralized exchanges? By no means at all. There's going to be legitimate competition in my mind from AirSwap, from Kyber Network, some might say from something like BitShares. There are a number of different decentralized exchanges out there and a lot of companies that are trying to compete in this space. But with the level of frustration that many people have with traditional exchanges, with the standard exchanges that are in existence right now, I do think that there is a massive opportunity and a massive willingness from the market to, at the very least, try out decentralized exchanges. Now, the one thing that you have to keep in mind, though, is that with decentralized exchanges, the user experience has to be equal, if not better, than a centralized exchange for it to gain mainstream adoption, in my opinion. The user experience has to be wonderful. I don't think any of the beta applications for really any of these decentralized exchanges, any of these DEXs, I don't think it's there yet. But with the speed in which they're innovating, with the speed in which they're adding new technology, I do think that it will get there eventually. So seeing something like this Ledger integration with Radar Relay on the 0x protocol, that is super exciting for me. And it got a lot of good press, and I think it got a great reaction from the individuals in the space. It was on CoinDesk. It was in a couple other places as well. So that was exciting for me to see in the short term, is seeing a decentralized exchange actually make some nice advancements and improve the usability to maybe provide a good alternative outside of just EtherDelta if you are looking to trade ERC-20 tokens, yet you can't really buy them anywhere else. Now, outside of that, guys, when I am looking at the markets right now, I'm just kind of keeping a close eye on where the consolidation might happen, or if this is a quote-unquote dead cap bounce of some sort and a little bit of a fake out here per se. So I'm keeping a close eye on that. If we do dip again, I think that is another opportunity for me to add to the positions, but I'm holding tight right now. I'm not making any moves at this point in time, so I'm staying put for the time being. Now, I also plan quite a bit on putting some finalized thoughts together tomorrow on the Bitcoin conference. So if you have any questions about that, I would love to hear it in the comments. And if there's anything in particular you're really interested in hearing about that you'd like to know about, I would be, you know, more than happy to address those. But trying to gather as much information, try to get as much of a feel for like what people are thinking and where their mind's at, where the trends are. And so I can hopefully provide that level of insight to you so that, you know, you could avoid taking the trip down to Miami and spending $1,000 on a ticket. And hopefully you can just live stream it and enjoy. So thank you guys so much for your time. If you are new to the channel by any chance, hit the subscribe button, the notify bell. My name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of crypto, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours, typically a few different times a week. Appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Hope you have a fantastic day. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.